Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Anahuacis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Friends, this is your co-host, Will Bluewater. Join us now to learn how to legally worship using indigenous earth-based healing and empowering ceremonies. Aho. As Bluewater, seventh great-grandson of Old Tassel, first beloved man of the Cherokee, I'm remembering what Old Tassel said to the prevailing culture. Many proposals have been made to us to adopt your laws, your religion, your manners, and your customs. We have done so. Now it is time for our cultures to accept Old Tassel's ways and assisting us to walk in harmony with Mother Earth and Father Sky. Aho.
Grandfather, teach me the ways of the old, so that I may remember who I am.
Osio Aginli, Tahiju, Tahigu, which means, hello cousins, I'm fine, how are you? This is Will Bluewater. I had to connect in by phone tonight. I wasn't able to Skype in on any of the three Skype numbers and some kind of connection problem. You know, it's computers. Who knows what's going to happen. And we still haven't got our guest on the line. We do have somebody trying to connect. Who's at area code 931? I guess that's me. All right, boy, if I sound confused, it's because I am. Anyway, I haven't been able to get a hold of Earth Thunder, still getting a message. So what let's do, let me play a little bit of music here. Let me play Atlantis by Donovan, and Let's see if we can get connected with her, folks. So just stand by. We'll be back with you soon.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease, in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of 3 miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Hello, this is Will Bluewater. We're here, but for some reason I can't connect with our guests. How are you doing this evening, Mark?
Okay.
We're having all kinds of problems. I've never had this problem before. I've got a set of headphones, and I usually am able to connect using Skype. They got three different ways you can connect. And then that didn't work. They said all those were filled up, and then there's a way to direct connect, and I couldn't get on that way either. So anyway, I left her a message. Must be some emergency. I spoke with her just yesterday. But anyway, what's been going on your end of the planet?
Well, not a whole lot.
Any wisdom or scientific observations for us?
Well, we do have a little bit of increased volcanic activity. Not anything real major. There's one going off in Guatemala, a couple of them over in the Philippines. But probably the thing I've noticed the most here in the last week or so is the increasing information coming about, you know, places getting snow and stuff and cold that's not normal.
You're kidding.
Yeah, well, it's both in the northern and southern hemisphere. So it's not anything, you know, real major, but they're, you know, like in different places, all the way from Antarctica through Russia, through Alaska, China are reporting temperatures and snows and stuff that's not anything super major, but, you know, big records are being broken. So
they got a heat wave in the Southwest you know, that what you just told me, that reminds me of Mary Summerrain's teacher, No Eyes.
Yeah.
She said, you know, winter and summer all mixed up, and
yeah.
You know, tomorrow's the first day of summer.
Well, yeah, that's that's what she was saying, and other people have said similar things, that you would see temperature extremes and all forms of weather, you know, the temperature, the rain and flash floods. No Eyes, also, interestingly enough, if you go back and look what she said, one of the interesting things she said, and she mentioned sinkholes. This is back in, you know, 1979, 80. She was talking about sinkholes way back then. So that's kind of interesting, because I don't think anybody would have thought of that. You know, just saying, coming up with some idea on their own, I don't know that they would have thought of that. So, yeah, there's a lot, you know, if you look at a lot of things that she said and came up with, she has a pretty good track record, I think. So.
Wow, really, I'd forgotten that. It's been a long time since I've read any of Mary Summerrain's stuff. And Mary Summerrain, you know, she just kind of took a powder. The last thing I heard, all I knew back in, you know, between 2000 and 2005, she'd moved to Colorado, and she was living somewhere above 7,000 feet, and that's all anybody knew.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's sort of a hint right there. Yeah.
Well, I was hoping to try to find her. I moved to Crestone, which is 8,000 feet.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of places, you know, that you have to be way up in the Rockies to be that. And, you know, I was hoping I'd run into her, and I guess she just decided, you know, she was done. I guess her books are still for sale.
Yeah.
But, well, gee whiz. It's too bad about Earth Thunder. I know she, I wonder what happened. And the heck happened, you know, it might be, you know, who knows what's going on. Could be a number of issues. And, well, if there's anybody listening out there, if they'd like to call in, feel free to do so. You know what I could do
I could. Let me see if I can get.
Call is not reachable. PPS 6180.
Yeah, sorry about that. I tried a conference caller, and I had to hang up the call, and so I hung up by myself. But anyway, it's a mess.
Huh?
It's a mess. It's a mess going on here, and you can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I tried calling Joy, and couldn't get a hold of her either. And it is Father's Day. You know, we could. Just chat for a few minutes, and people are probably pretty busy. I doubt there's anybody listening live. What we could do. I've got some things that we could listen to for a while. And let me see if I can connect with her. I'm pretty sure this is a track from John Trudeau. Let me roll this and see what this is.
Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us. Because they can't break our spirit. Look. I don't have to do this. You don't have any choice.
I am trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
You have been led by the Spirit to.
Well, that ain't it. I've got the John Trudeau tracks on here, and I thought that was one of them. Well, here's something called the Algonquin Cry of the Earth. It's about 20 minutes. Let me roll this and see if we can connect with our guest. Hang on.
I want to thank you, great creator, to be able to be here today and share with you the sacred message. We are here due to the urgency of the cry of our Mother Earth and the urgency of our concern for all forms of life, physical and spiritual. We have agreed to present our wampum belts, which are a sacred link to the spiritual and physical forces, which contain the forces and knowledge of life from the past to the present to the future. They come to us from other dimensions. What we are going to explain to you through these wampum belts is what it is, where it comes from, why it is sacred, what it reveals to us of the future, the warning it contains, why we have a choice for the future, how the answers are there, but only if we listen and join again with the spiritual worlds. Otherwise, the balance of the earth will shift her axis and life will be gravely destroyed and harmed by this process. This is why the healing is essential. The Spurs Wampum Belt is a belt of the seven fires. This Wampum Belt, you have seen the diamonds. There are seven diamonds which represent the seven fires. We pray every day that all waters to come back as it was created by the Creator. When only First Nation were living in the continents of the Americas, all waters were pure and healthy. Today, we are experiencing many sicknesses that we contact from drinking the poisons from the water. The medical doctors are not able to find the cures for diseases that confront us, and it is costing an impossible amount of money to medical departments who are trying to save lives. Today, the paper mills are still polluting the waters, and so-called tourists are not helping to cure the waters. They pollute with motorboats and are spilling the gas in the waters. It is happening continuously up north of Canada. This is the first reading of the first diamond. We pray every day to our Mother the Earth, and we ask the Creator to help us save the Earth so she could keep on to provide us with all kinds of fruit, berries, and gardens. We pray that the air pollution will be eliminated so that all kinds of grass and our medicine will stay alive and strong. We pray to the Mother Earth so that she could continue to do her job, and that is to provide nourishment, growth for all living creation of which she is responsible. Second reading. We pray every day to the Creator for all kinds of different trees that He had provided us so that we can make all kinds of crafts, canoes, snowshoes, toboggans, to provide us with the stove wood so that our children will not be cold. We all give thanks to our Creator for our tree relation. It is a sad experience of what we see today that all the trees are dying from air pollution. There is no more white birch tree of good quality to make a birch bark canoe. Hardwood mills are not helping to preserve those trees. The veneer plants are not helping because of their mass production manufacturing towards this wood material. Fourth reading. We pray every day that the air that we breathe comes pure, so we will remain healthy. It's causing our eyes to fade. We are unable to see as we once did in the past years. Breathing the poison air every day is causing our women to develop cancer and other ailments. The wildlife is not too healthy, as we have noticed for the last 20 years. Our animals and bird relations are being continuously harmed and will eventually die due to this problem of air pollution. Fifth reading. We pray day after day to find a solution to be able to save our children from drugs and alcohol. They are destroying their life. They are bleeding their parents for monies to nourish their habits. Our children at times steal from their parents with the habit of stealing, they become professional liars. Therefore, we don't know when they are telling the truth. It is a very sad situation to see our upcoming generation to be in this predicament. Sixth reading. We pray that our fish will come back as the Creator has created them. We are concerned with all living things that live in the water. Whether they are big or small, they are presently being contaminated and destroyed as we deliver this message to you. Seven reading. We pray that our birds may still survive, for they too are suffering due to air pollution and earth damages of wood, berries, and other food supplies that they rely on to survive. The water pollution does not help matters any for our bird relation. They are being poisoned by these types of harm. We as a people believe that when our bird relation are being extinct, that all life will cease to exist. The prophecy of the seven fire belt. Our ancestors, people of the East, the Beotaks, mention the seven prophets. People were warned by their elders about the first prophet. Would he be serious or not? That would come to our people. The second prophet that the elders warned the people about was to observe. They were to observe his behavior. Would everything be beautiful and valuable? This is how you will recognize his wants or desires through his actions of greed. The third prophet. The people were warned that when the third prophet arrived, he would have something in his hand like a knife or a gun. We have to be careful. He will wound or kill with what he carries. The fourth prophet. The people were warned that the fourth prophet will live amongst our people and therefore mix the blood of our blood. The fifth prophet. The people were warned about how he will speak with his tongue. If he speaks of the Creator, he will be known through his manner of speech. The sixth prophet. People were warned that this prophet will arrive from the East and journey to the West. He will tamper with many different minerals of Mother Earth. The seventh prophet. People were warned of this seventh prophet. When he arrives, this prophet will have three different colors or races that do not exist with us at this time. Our grandfathers that have explained that one will come that will have a black robe or a black dress with a belt that will have a cross attached. His work is like a sunrise reflecting. His work and teaching will also be reflecting. Our grandfather said that there will be others that will come in large numbers, like the way our trees are standing. You see that birch tree that is standing? That is the color of that person. You look at the other side, and you will see that yellow poplar, and this will be the color of that other person. You look at the red color trees, such as the red spruce and you are reflecting within yourself. You look at the other direction, the black cherry tree, and this is the color of this person. You then return to the east, where the eastern native people, the Beothuks, Newfoundland. During the 1800s, the belt with the beads that were cut off and divided into two diamonds. Our grandfathers mentioned that this meant that two Anishinaabe nations will cease to exist, the Beothuks and the Mohicans. When the fire was lit at the eastern direction to the western direction, the Algonquin languages were then connected and understood from sea to sea. When the fire was lit at the western direction, it was said that there will be no talking for 400 years. It has been 100 years that the native people have been talking for their recognition, rights, and to the land. When the fire from the west is to be lit to journey toward the east to the arrival of the double diamond belt, there will be an enormous gathering. It has passed and is known as a referendum. This will be used to destroy all the Anishinaabe beliefs and rights of the first occupants of the North American continent. This did not pass or come to be. The immigrants got discouraged and did not pursue the referendum. The Creator allowed to give vision to the First Nation, our grandfathers, that when the time comes to give the First Nation the opportunity to receive their natural rights and laws. The second diamond will close the eighth diamond, entrench to the seven nations our fires. At this time, there will be a purification, a cleansing of the earth. More than two-thirds of the First Nation will perish. Many people believe that AIDS is killing millions of people today. Mother Nature, acting through natural disasters such as tornadoes, earthquakes, fires, and floods. This is the history of the teaching from the First Nation people and their prophecies. This wampum belt is known as the Three Fires Belt. On one side of the belt, our grandfathers put four colors of beads, and that is to represent the four races. On the other side of the belt, our grandfathers placed four beads to represent four directions, the four winds, and to be able to identify the white wind, the west wind, the south wind, and the north wind. The three people standing are the Creator, the man, the woman, and the cross. The teachings for the people to follow. When this white man came and set foot on this land, his teachings were the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our grandfathers mentioned that there will be mixed marriages and the languages will be lost. It will be the mother tongue to teach the children. If a native woman marries a white man, the language and the clan will continue to survive. If a First Nation man marries a white woman, the language and the clan will diminish. In 1700, the French, Anishinaabeg, and the English agreed that the First Nation peoples will always be the priority of decisions to be made in their lands, sharing equally in natural resources. Up to 1950, the First Nation people still lived in a tent, while the government people had the luxuries of living in mansions, beautiful homes, and penthouses. This hasn't been known to happen to French peoples like the way it happened to the English. They depended more towards the Creator. The English had intentions of greed, possession of land, and minerals. This wampum belt is known as the Jay Treaty Belt. In the year of 1776, the U.S. broke away from the English and became independent. The Bostonians and the Eastern First Nation tribes from 1793 to 1796, and there was a border agreement that started of negotiating, which became a treaty. They mentioned in this treaty that it would be free for the First Nation peoples to cross these borders to be able to stay in Canada or United States freely without being molested. What happens to First Nation people today is that they are always being harassed. Their possessions are being confiscated at the borders. Their right to recognition as First Nation people is not being respected or honored.
Greetings, people. Our language is spirit from the heart. Even if you do not understand what we are saying to you, we are talking to your hearts and spirit, not just to sound good to your ears. So with this, we thank the Great Spirit for the support given to our elders, for the words of wisdom, words of life that is given through the messages shared by our elders, shared to all of you kind people today. We are not talking for nothing today. That understanding will come when you have had time to digest these words. With this, we thank you kindly. Miigwech.
Miigwech.
Algonquin delegates, we thank you for taking the time to listen to us in what the sacred message we want to deliver with you this morning. Thank you. Many grats.
Well, that was kind of interesting, wasn't it? I think that was William Commando that did most of that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, sounds like it, because he was the one that had the wampum belts.
Yep. Yep. That was fascinating. I had put that up for just such an occasion, and should the need arise, and actually had never played it. And that was really, I think I'm going to have to listen to that 2, 3, or 4 more times. And that's interesting. I'll bet Mike Bastien might be interested in talking about that too, now that Grandfather Command is gone. And I thought I'd tell folks a little bit about the Honoring the Ancestors of Ancient America conference coming up. And Mark, I sure wish you could make this. I know you probably won't be able to, but I think we're going to have I think it's going to be a real experience.
I was going to give you a call, but I think it's an interesting thing that this has turned up with this, you kind of going back to the ghost dance thing. And the reason it was interesting is one of your listeners, she doesn't listen all the time, but she was the one that donated specifically for you to go to this conference for the ghost dance part. I did a birth reading for her and talked to her a little while. Earlier in the week. I forget her name now, but you sent me an email, and she did contact me and did a reading. And stuff.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
She supported you specifically for this conference and your ghost dance thing. And
right.
What was interesting about it, when you started coming up with this whole, you know, resurrection of the ghost dance and the original intent and what happened with it, the thing that was interesting to me about it was, back years ago, before I went to Hopi, one of the things Spirit kind of wanted me to do was to get a dance going. And I kind of laughed about it, because I thought, well, you definitely picked the wrong person, because, you know, Mark don't dance. I'm not a dancer, and I have zero desire to do a dance, and not much interested in doing a ceremony to do a dance either. Well, it was explained to me, though, that here was the concept, and what's interesting is see what you think of how it overlaps with the thing with the ghost dance. The idea that I was presented was that to go in and get some group, you know, Hopi, Lakota, Maya, or someone. And kind of the Hopi was the original target. I didn't really understand why. Now I sort of do more, because they're fragmented. If you can get them to come together and then pull in the other groups. So the idea was kind of go get some of them interested in doing a dance, one group, and then get them to pull in the other tribes, you know, Lakota, Maya, Cherokee, different, you know, all the nations, right? And get them to join this. And the idea of it was to do a dance and a ceremony, so it would be both. But it would be specifically, the dance would use the new Zulcan calendar that I was given, to time the dance and the geometry of the dance and all that. That's why I was interested in the spiral with the ghost dance, because that spiral part is important. And so, but the ideal was, in the Hopi and these other tribes coming together and unifying, then other people of other races and stuff that have some kind of interest, you know, spiritual connection, whatever you want to call it, to those other tribes. You know, some people, it might be the Cherokee. Some people, it might be the Maya. Some people, it might be Hopi. Some people, it might be Lakota, White Buffalo. You know, different people have different connection points. and they would get pulled in. And the idea was this would grow and grow and grow, but it would be a very unifying dance and ceremony to pull everybody together. And the idea was, as they did this, that it would unify us for moving from this world cycle to the next. And it was, so in a sense, it was a unity, it was a getting together, forgiveness and harmony and peace and all that stuff. But it would also be doing this to give birth to the next cycle. It would be realigning our consciousness to this unity of us coming together. And so that was the idea of it, and it's never really gotten off the ground at all. And I wasn't really motivated to do it. I worked on it a little bit, but I even mentioned it one time to Ghost Wolf, but didn't get into it too much. But when you came up with this thing about the ghost dance, and then going back and looking at what was it all about? You know, it was about, you know, well, coming together and friendship and, you know, coming together in unity and all that, right? Kind of the same thing. So I was kind of interested in that, because it seemed to me that, you know, you were doing the ghost dance thing, and years ago I was told to get this dance thing going, and then I thought, this is an interesting coincidence. Kind of like a little kick in the butt from spirit, right?
Well, this whole thing, I don't know whether I ever told the whole backstory on this, but back in 85, or it was either late 84 or early 85, it was right after Mad Bear died, but I didn't know who it was. You know, the man appeared to me in a dream, and he just said, you know, when are you going to do something about Gardner Green's genealogy? And I knew he was my ancestor, and I remember the face. And in 96, you know, I when I saw Mad Bear's face for the first time on Doug Boyd's book, I realized who it was. Well, that within 2 weeks of him appearing to me, and I learned later he was had passed away when it happened. And, you know, he's appeared to other people, too. And but within a couple of weeks of that happening, a voice told me, you know, when I turned 30 years old and had been in the church, or the LDS church for 7 years, something important would happen. And that was when the anniversary rolled around in March of 80. 7 years from 77. That was 84. Okay. That was in that week. I discovered a book that led me to a woman by the name of Rhea Coons, and I've talked about this before, but I haven't talked a lot about Rhea. Rhea was an Allred, and the Allreds were Cherokee descendants that joined the Book of Mormon movement and followed Brigham Young out to Utah. And Rhea was a very highly educated woman, written several books. But she had, probably because she was also friends with Zula Brinkerhoff, she became friends with Andy Vidovich and his wife, and had done extensive interviews with them on the subject of how Wovoka really got the shaft, and really because of there was the first book that was published about the ghost dance. The author was just totally irresponsible, and like a lot of authors were in those days. And Wovoka was unjustly blamed for the massacre at Wounded Knee. And she was my first contact on the Red Road. And she had introduced me to, started the ball rolling and the dominoes falling. This was the whole beginning of how I got involved, because I was involved with that and the Great Law
of the Haudenosaunee, you know, long before I even got involved with the people in my own culture. I really wasn't even introduced to traditional Cherokee until 98 and 99, when I moved to Missouri. And so when I haven't, you know, partly because of my health, which is, oh, by the way, folks, I've lost, in 23 days, I lost 9.5 pounds. That was the start on the 23rd of last month, and I weighed on Saturday. I lost 9.5 pounds. I lost 3 inches of my waist, and I've dropped two of my high blood pressure pills. So
good.
Getting better, and I expect to be down below about 410. Yeah, and I'm just going to get better and better. And we were told, you know, a long time ago that, you know, my wife and I were told we were on a time schedule, and you know, sometimes, you know, Creator will do things to, you know, to slow you down or speed you up, and but I think that's what's happened. And but the I haven't been able to travel a lot because of lack of funds, and not because I didn't have the desire. And and there's other things on the horizon. Dr. Rogers has developed something that he calls wellness lightning, and he developed it because his chief of staff was having problems with her diabetes and was told that she might have to have a part of her jaw surgically removed. And he developed, you know, something to help her out with that, and discovered that it's completely, it's different from cancer, and it's got, you know, some of the components of cancer and in it. But it let's see, last week he told me that that he himself had gone out just for, you know, a couple of days. And I mean, this is a guy who's 69, gets up, does tap dance in the morning anyway. But he says, my gosh, he says, this has really made, you know, a big difference in my energy. And Linda and I are going to be starting on it. I guess it's going to be put in the mail tomorrow. And he says, this will give you a younger profile. And it has something to do with negating sugar and the way it's uptaken. But it's all about intercellular energy. And it's part of the cancer, and it's the reason why people that get up and they take their cancer in AM in the morning, and they have a lot of energy, and then there's a different formula at night, and there's no upper in it, there's nothing to make you sleep, but people sleep very well on it, but the stuff they take in the morning really gives them a lot of energy. So it's going to increase my metabolism and give me energy. And so, geez, you know, a year from now, you know, two years from now, I'll probably look more like you than what I look now. So, yeah. So anyway,
you're on your way.
Well, yeah, and it's we're building websites for it right now. And actually, if you want to take a peek at what we're doing, you can go to Doctor of Hope. .com/WELLNESS2.html. You can see what we're up to, and but there will be products called Diabetes End, Fatigue End, Heartin will be for folks that have heart trouble, and one more product, and they're all. They'll all be based on Wellness Lightning, but they'll have other things in it to specifically target other things. And yeah, we're having we had a patient in Australia. She's ending her third month. She had mesothelioma, and she just recently got her scan and her blood test, and they're saying, hey, you know, the only thing we can find in your blood is dead cancer cells.
And so yeah, they're tickled to death. And yeah, I'm going to be on this stuff pretty soon, and it'll probably change my life, and we'll tell folks about it. And here's my son. He's trying to. Oh, hey, you know, here, hang on a second. Hey, Joe, how you doing? By the way, you are on the air on Prophecy Keepers Radio right now. How you doing, Joe? This is my son, folks. Hello, oops. Hello. Hello, Joe. Hello, anybody? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, I guess I wasn't able to connect him through, but...
Well, you know, while we're talking here, something motivated me to go look up Mad Bear's birth.
So, oh, yeah?
While we've been talking, I've been doing the birth reading on him.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's because, I was trying to figure out what I was supposed to see here, and then it... That came up on one of the cycles, and I looked up Mad Bear's birth on one of it, and it's where the forward and backward time flows come together, and was interesting in this particular cycle, so I was looking around, and said, oh, I don't see nothing, and said, well, look at the opposite side, the counterbalance point. So I glanced over, and I go, oh, wow, because it was a birth glyph of me. So I recognize that pretty fast. I don't completely understand what this means yet. I'll have to look at the rest of the stuff from the cycle. But his was on the harmony or the Hu-Neb-Khu glyph. And in the unity flow, the two time flows come together. He was a three Hu-Neb-Khu. And it's all about harmony, service, purpose and discipline, but it's the third day of the cycle that has the Kuwak in the ancestral path, and so that would connect him also back into the thing with the white buffaloes, but it would also connect him to some extent because the whole Fatima apparition started on a one Kuwak as well. But his is also here about community, service, community, everything kind of coming together, and ancestors kind of in a nutshell, tying back in to Creator. That was his reading. So I'd suspect, you know, he's pretty much still doing that. He has a component of two other main components here, balance and also thought, consciousness, thought in connection with the earth itself, and prophecy. So Prophecy Keepers and how you got started with him and all that, you know, to some extent. So that's here too. And it has a side component here of that prophecy part and the movement and thought of purification. That's
wow.
Kind of interesting. So,
well, yeah, the and then there's, you know, my association with Ghost Wolf, and then 5 days after he passed away in December of 2005, I guess I told this story. You know, my wife Betty woke up and she, you know, whenever she had a dream, she'd wake up and she'd go like that, you know, and say, hey, what was it? What'd you dream? And she said, I saw Ghost Wolf. And I said, yeah. I said, well, what was he doing? And, well, she said, Rolling Thunder was with him. And she said, and that guy that was laying dead in the snow frozen. I said, you're talking about Bigfoot? She said, yeah. And I said, what were they doing? And she said, they were planning something. And I said, well, you just told me that three ghost hands, Chief. You know, because... you know, that's something that Rolling Thunder and of course, Ghost Wolf ran one back in 98. And then Forrest Liggett, we really get on the show, I'm sure we will. Forrest was at that that ghost dance, and he's probably going to be more active in coordinating things than I will, and because I won't be able to get up and bounce around quite a bit, and you know, I might stand back with a bullhorn or something. I think what we're going to do is I found a good bullhorn where I can actually upload the original chant that James Moody did back in 1894, and just trying to figure out how we're. I think it's probably going to look pretty funny, and I think I've got a friend that might be even willing to. So you remember how in the Billy Jack movie there was a actual helicopter that dusted off and took a picture of the ghost dance, and I'm going to try to wrangle a drone with a camera.
Yeah.
And I got a friend that's good for 10 minutes, and then you got to charge it with a USB port for 60 minutes, and and I think if we do this, and maybe some other filming too, it'll help us produce a video, you know, of what's going on there, and help people. You know, like you said, this would just be a beginning of moving things forward and starting a movement. And but it'll really help to have some audio visuals so people can know how to do this thing. And how he did it and put it together, but I think it'll be fun. About once a week I'm getting a call from Forrest saying I've talked with two or three times now, you know, about planning how we're going to do this. And actually, I thought what I'd do is and I'd get the measurements from you, but I really would like to get, you know, a proper spiral out. When I did, for 3 years, I did utility location. If you've ever seen these guys locate utilities for dig-ins, you know, they'll get out of their car with their little detector, and then they've got this little stick with a spray can in the end of it that sprays upside down. And
You know, you can do it. The way you do it, what's interesting is I haven't done it up necessarily to set up a spiral, but I know the way you could probably do it, the way that in the Mayans and the Popol Vuh in the Book of Creation, they actually have the instructions or the concept with the measuring cords. And if you know what they mean, then you could effectively do it and create the spiral. And the important part of the spiral is the spiral moves both inward and outward.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sacred geometry and the mathematics, this spiral is a certain kind of spiral, and it is literally, the way I understand it, it is the pattern, the mathematics and geometry of it is literally how Creator forms our reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people go into it sort of knowing the concept, and then they also have their intentions and the whole intent of the friendship and all that, then it'll be a very powerful thing.
And also notice there's only, you know, 4 or 5 seconds where you can, on the clip, you can actually see that the dancers themselves they're looking in the direction that they're walking, but their right hand is crossed over their navel, and they are grasping, you know, if you take a person's hand, not by the whole hand, but just take them by their knuckles, you actually have a spiral in there.
Yep.
And so there'll be a spiral in between each person, and
We're basically, in a certain sense, that's what builds us from the molecular level all the way up pattern of the universe and everything. And even in quantum science now, they know that as the photons cross the barrier from going from just light right into matter, that as it's doing that, the photons are spinning in that spiral frequency.
Yep.
So
yep.
this is a very important thing, and the reason it's so important, remember I said the spiral goes both inward and outward, and the reason it's so critical and important is in geometry and the math, there is only one way to divide and split unity and put it into duality in such a way as it maintains a perfect connection back. So in a way to say it in another way, non-mathematically, is it is the only way that Creator can form our reality, but yet everything maintains a perfect exact connection, everything, back
yeah.
to Creator. And so that's what that spiral is doing in that dance.
Right, right.
Now, when you combine someone having the awareness and the math and geometry of doing it combined with their own intent, their intentions, and everybody having unified attention and knowing that they are utilizing and tapping into that spiral in that manner, when you have all that pulled together, it can become a very powerful thing.
Right. It'll also depend on how tight a spiral, depending on how many people. Now, if we get 100 people there, it'll look quite a bit about how they filmed it in 75. But now that we've got the songs, this is what I discussed, back in 2009, 8 and 9 with Jimmy Ten Rivers. He said, hey, yeah, we need to do this, but we don't have the songs. How do we get the songs? And now we've got them. Somebody found some of those old toilet paper roll type of wax recording devices and played them and put them up online. And there was a 10-minute stretch of it, but they took the first minute of one and cleaned it up. And you can go to YouTube and listen to it right now. It's Ghost Dance Song. Just put in Ghost Dance Song Arapaho and you can listen to it. So,
when you're setting all these things up, it's always good to remember too that Ghost Wolf, Mad Bear, and Rolling Thunder, and all the other ones on the other side, they can join in this too.
Oh, they're going to be dancing too. Yeah, and absolutely,
and one big happy family.
Yeah, seriously, Mark, if you can get there. I can make sure that your lodging and food's taken care of.
Yeah.
So think about that. And
I think at some point we'll see where it goes. I can see where the potential, where this could be heading. And so, yeah, at some point might be involved.
We'll see.
But, yeah, it's... And that's some the reason it was interesting to me is, like I said, back a year ago, I was suggested that I'd get something going too. And so this could be melding the ghost dance with kind of the idea I was having. Okay, they have a very similar intent. It's a little bit different in some ways, but it's a similar intent. But and it would expand, or maybe not even expand, the original maybe intent of the ghost dance in terms of the unity and the friendship and all that. Imagine if the ghost dance that was utilized in a way that would basically bring us to that, but also move us into a new world cycle with that as our basis. So in essence, it would then become the seed of the birth of the new world cycle.
Yeah, and there's people, there's a movement inside the UN to use this whole New World Order thing, popped up years ago. I was going, oh gosh, here we go. But there's people who are actually talking about using the Great Law, which is good. At least as a kernel of some kind of an understanding between nations. And when you get politics involved, who knows what's going to happen. good things can rarely happen. Bad things happen all the time. But, well, listen, I think I'm going to ring off. Need to talk with my son before he gets too in the weeds. And we'll get together again next week.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
I think Danian's on next week, right?
That's right. Danny will be with us next week.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
And,
yeah, apologies, folks, about Earth Thunder. I'm sure there was some kind of emergency. But thanks again, Mark, and we'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Hey, good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.
Hi friends, this is Will Bluewater. If you have been listening to our program for long, then you know that Mark the Badger Borcherding does a Mayan birth reading for each of our interview guests. Mark suggested that he give away a free reading for each donation of $20 or more to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a ministry of Oklahoma Native American Church or the White Roots of Peace. So please support Prophecy Keepers Radio by making your free will offering at nativeamericanchurch.us. And you'll receive this gift reading. If you choose to make a recurring donation, once you've received your own reading, you can give readings away as free gifts. So why not head over to nativeamericanchurch.us and make an offering right now. Hope to be talking with you soon. Bye now. Difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom.
Friends, this is Will Blue Otter, encouraging you to obtain an authorized participant or AP card and become a federally recognized Native religious practitioner. Presently, Oklahoma Native American Church is the only Native American church spiritually blessed by the Rosebud Reservation Native American Church and has a certificate of existence in the state of Utah that is authorized to worship on or off tribal grounds and has met the standard of sincerity and vow of poverty standards in the state of Utah and federal courts. This card is designed to assist all people regardless of their racial makeup, political affiliation, social and or financial status, and receiving their constitutional rights. This card is also designed to assist United States judicial officials to honor their solemn oath to protect and exercise the principles of the United States Constitution while carrying out their duty and serving their fellow citizens. To join the movement that is strengthening and exercising the principles of the United States Constitution, please obtain your AP card by visiting NativeAmericanChurch.us today.
Dry ground, sagebrush and mesquite and chaparral around, out away's a big dust devil moving on its way. I guess they're never still. In a sacred manner I live, to the heavens I gaze. In a sacred manner I live. My horses are many. The high grass and the cedar, the mighty oak and the tiny flower, the sandstone in the valley, mountains high.